The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 2nd of April, 2008. It's the birthday of the great Emperor Charlemagne, born in Ingelheim, Germany, 742, who never could read or write himself, but admired scholars who could, and he brought them to his court. Up until that time, schooling had been limited to religious schooling, and it was Charlemagne who started schools that taught all kinds of knowledge and said they should make no difference between the sons of serfs and of freemen, so they might come and sit on the same benches to study grammar, music, and arithmetic. 1917, on this day, President Woodrow Wilson called Congress into special session to declare war on Germany to, as he said, make the world safe for democracy. America had maintained neutrality for about 3 years while the war raged in Europe. But there was a note from the German Foreign Secretary Arthur Zimmermann to the Mexican government proposing that the Mexicans ally themselves with Germany, exchange for which Germany would help in regaining Mexico's lost territory in New Mexico, Texas, and Arizona. That and Germany's sinking of 5 American ships changed public opinion. America entered the war, and when it ended a year and a half later, 9.5 million soldiers had died, 13 million civilians. It's the birthday of Hans Christian Andersen, born in Odense, Denmark, 1805. His mother was a washerwoman. His father was a shoemaker. He grew up in poverty. At the age of 14, he moved to Copenhagen, hoping to become a singer, dancer, and an actor. He was in frail health because he grew up poor. He was a very neurotic adult, Hans Christian Andersen. One of his great fears was that he would be buried alive. And to reassure himself each night, he put a note next to his bed that said, "I am only sleeping. I only appear to be dead." He finished his first novel in 1835, The Improvisatore. He was waiting for it to be published. He needed money for rent. So he published a pamphlet with 4 fairy tales. And it was such a big success that he published a new collection of fairy tales every Christmas for the next few years. They were extremely popular. Between 1835 and 1872, he published 168, including The Little Mermaid, The Emperor's New Clothes, The Snow Queen, Princess and the Pea, The Nightingale, and The Ugly Duckling. Many of Andersen's fairy tales are unhappier, more tragic than people give him credit for. The first English translation was done by a woman who deleted passages she found disturbing and made them much more sentimental than Andersen intended. And it's the birthday of the novelist Émile Zola, born in Paris, 1840, best known for his novel Germinal. Zola, who said, "If you ask me what I came into this life to do, I will tell you I came to live out loud." Here's a poem for today by Walt Whitman, "Once I Passed Through a Populous City." Once I passed through a populous city, imprinting my brain for future use with its shows, architecture, customs, traditions. Yet now, of all that city, I remember only a woman I casually met there, who detained me for love of me. Day by day and night by night we were together. All else has long been forgotten by me. I remember, I say, only that woman who passionately clung to me. Again we wander, we love, we separate again. Again she holds me by the hand. I must not go. I see her close beside me, with silent lips, sad and tremulous. Walt Whitman's poem, "Once I Passed Through a Populous City." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute, as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shovanik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.